This is a news report dated Friday, July 4th, 2008. Camp Tracy once again under investigation for sex abuse. According to the North Florida News Daily and the Times Union, Camp Tracy of Jacksonville, Florida is once again under investigation over allegations of abuse. The charges this time started with an investigation of a homosexual sex ring among the juvenile inmates of the camp when it was discovered that one of them was 18. It then led to the arrest of John Edward Wilson, a, quote, dorm father, for his violent abuse of children placed in his care. Wilson faced similar charges in 2003 from his own adopted son, but the charges were dismissed by the extremely forgiving system in Jacksonville, Florida, which so far has managed to get Camp Tracy off the hook from charges brought in 1983, 1987, and 2003. The Florida News Daily reported that the 18-year-old suspect, Ben Lewis, openly admitted to engaging in sex acts with a 14-year-old resident. According to the paper, quote, Lewis stated that he really didn't see what the big problem was and said that he was not aware that this was illegal, end quote. Camp Tracy was allegedly founded by IFB pastor Wilford McCormick after the suicide of his own son to, quote, help troubled teens, end quote. One look at the history of the camp and the way that it is run assures the reader that any normal teen under the care of such a man would probably consider all kinds of extreme solutions to escape such a man and such a place. Beatings, hard labor, poor education, lack of cognitive challenge, an intellectual vacuum, lack of love, and an incredibly harsh system of rules are the history and culture of Camp Tracy. Wilford McCormick's own brother, Cedric, has been named by more than one student as a counselor who forced oral and anal sex onto some of the boys. Here is a synopsis of the lawsuits against Camp Tracy, published by the North Florida News Daily. The lawsuits detailing sexual and physical abuse filed by former residents of the facility all raise similar abuse allegations about Camp Tracy. May 2003, Kirk Griffin filed suit naming former counselors Cedric McCormick and Robert Hood in, quote, repeated acts of sexual abuse, end quote, against him while he lived at Camp Tracy between 1988 to 1992 when he was 12 to 16 years old. Harvest Baptist Church, headed by Reverend Wilford McCormick, Cedric's older brother, was also named as a defendant. And this as an aside from me, Harvest Baptist Church has claimed that Camp Tracy is its ministry, and Harvest Baptist Church is pastored by Reverend Wilford McCormick, the man who founded Camp Tracy. To continue, Griffin said he was forced to perform oral and anal sex with two camp counselors two or three times a week. In the lawsuit, he said the counselors befriended him, gained his confidence, and, quote, used the position of authority granted to them by Harvest to satisfy their perverse desires, end quote. June 2003, a second lawsuit echoed allegations raised by Griffin's claim. Jason Berglund's lawsuit said his abuse began shortly after he arrived at Camp Tracy in 1993. It notes that, quote, he was continuously subjected to extreme physical abuse and was forced to engage in anal and oral sex by those placed in charge of him, end quote. June 2005, three lawsuits were filed by brothers Joseph and Jeremy Holt, along with Morris Shedd Jr. All said they were at Camp Tracy between 1989 through 1996 because of problems at home or school, and say they immediately began facing sexual and physical abuse that continued until they left. The Holt brothers' lawsuit alleges Arthur Hode, the camp's spiritual advisor and boys' dean, would force them to perform sex acts. In addition, they faced assaults by older boys. Shedd names Cedric McCormick as his abuser. The lawsuits allege physical abuse, including beatings, hard labor, denial of food, and shocking with an electric cattle prod. Circuit Judge Aaron Bowden had recently thrown out the Holt and Shedd lawsuits, saying repressed memory and disassociative amnesia, which the men said blocked them from reporting their abuse earlier, are not generally accepted conditions in the scientific community. The case was under appeal before being settled. June 2005, or thereabout, a sixth lawsuit, not described in the newspaper article. This note, while there have been a total of six cases filed by attorney Joel Maganick against Harvest Baptist Church, doing business as Camp Tracy, Only 5 of those cases were settled. One of the cases was voluntarily dismissed for procedural reasons prior to the hearing in front of Judge Bowden.